This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Day 18 of the 25-day special legislative session, and the Senate Finance Committee took public testimony on Cameron Henry's House Bill 122, making additional cuts to current state spending. Cody Wilson, whose son receives waiver services, told the committee what cuts to that program could mean to the families that receive them.
When you cut at DHH, there are many unintended consequences. Job loss, divorce rate, escalating costs of institutionalization and hospitalization.
This bill is just one that's creating a standstill between the House and the Senate. Later in the day, the full Senate took action on a number of tax bills, like House Bill 30 from Speaker Pro Tem Walt Leger, handled on the floor by Senator Fanon.
It's the collection bill on internet sales tax that we had last year that got vetoed by the governor. It puts internet sales tax collection in the same section of law that catalog sales are. It is a way to try to capture some of the internet sales.
The Senate passed that bill, along with House Bill 59 by Representative Helena Moreno, which creates a framework to capture sales tax on vacation rentals, like Airbnb. While the bills passed could generate revenue, they won't help with the current budget shortfall. And that's the same situation for the House, who voted on three bills, only one of which involved a tax, but it's not one that generates money for the current year.
98 yeas and zero nays, and the bills finally passed.
As for the bills the Senate really wants, like cigarette and alcohol tax hikes, personal and corporate income tax revisions,
tomorrow, without objection.
The legislature has just 7 days to solve the budget problem. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.